author Norman Edelin really has a story to tell. In 1964, all units of the LAPD became integrated, and Norman says things were miserable for a black police officer in those days, no matter that he happened to be an Air Force veteran, gifted writer, future filmmaker, and a community leader. Norman was instrumental in establishing the Human Relations Department of the LAPD, and his resume says, as a police officer, he cleaned up LA without firing a shot. Now, he shares his experiences in his new book, After a While You Wonder, which is a prequel to a trilogy he's currently writing. And in that, Norman offers an inside look into the Los Angeles Police Department of the 60s and the 1990s through his protagonist, Officer C.Q. Sains. Norman joins me right now. Norman, welcome to the program. How did you decide to take your experiences as a police officer and write what amounts to a trilogy, but After a While You Wonder, the prequel?
Well, the experience on the PD, and this would probably be common for any officer, certainly in a big city like LA, it's very emphatic. It can be traumatic, and they're the type of experiences that you don't forget. And that's whether you're dealing with the racial problems within the department or dealing with the crime and the people that you have to confront every day.
Tell me a little bit about your own experiences. How did you first decide to be a police officer?
My decision to be a policeman was not intentional. It was I had been working as a payroll clerk for the LA School Board. And this was just at the time when computers were coming in. And I had been waiting to take the exam for a junior accountant. And there were only three positions open, and this was going to be the last time, otherwise, computers. And although I scored enough to be on the list, I wasn't one of the top three. And so it was then a matter of, oops, I need another job. And I was driving home one day, and I lived in South Central LA. I mean, truly South Central. I lived on 119th Street between Main and San Pedro. And I saw a billboard that says LA needs policemen. And I applied. And the way those things kind of usually go, you're really looking for a job and you have no problem passing or getting qualified, as opposed to being almost obsessed about a particular job and you have difficulties. So anyhow, that's how I got there.
And it's interesting because you have almost the exact same thing happen to your protagonist, C.Q. Sains.
Yes.
Before we get to talking about how you came to create him, what were your first few days like on the police force?
My first few days, and I'm talking about after I left the academy, were exciting and immediately into action, if you will. My senior officer, who was only about, maybe been on about 3 years longer than I had, and we were working downtown L.A., and at that time, 5th Street, 6th Street, Main, and L.A. streets were very, very rough. Bars were like, you know, 10 cents a dozen, right? And so there was always some kind of confrontation. And the city had a dire need and a pretty stringent policy about keeping the streets as clean as possible. So it was very common to get into some type of physical altercation working downtown L.A. at the time. So my first night was a fight with a couple of drunk Marines. And I often joked with the officer whenever I'd see him after that, and I would introduce him as the guy that got me in my first fight on my first night with the LAPD. So
after that, it's got to approve from there, right?
Yes.
How, after that, were things for you? You say that you were able to almost, I'm quoting now, almost clean up the streets of L.A. without ever firing a shot. How'd you do that?
Yeah, well, I was being kind of facetious, but one thing we learned in the academy, and my experiences proved it to be true, is that you could go through a 20-year career on the police department without ever firing your gun or without ever being even finding it necessary. Now, for some unknown reason, the officers that are involved in shootings are usually the same ones. So that's what I was really alluding to, that it's possible, and it happens. And then when you look at and consider the stats as you hear them and read about them, they're always sensational and they're always tragic, and it's sad, you know, when there is a shooting involved. But when you consider the total number in any city of policemen on the street 24/7, it's really rare. And when it does happen again, that unknown reason why it's the same officers. Maybe they're, I shouldn't say this, but, you know, like an omen or a curse, I don't know. But so I was able to certainly go through my whole time. I don't think I ever even pulled my revolver more than a half dozen times. So.
Wow.
And, of course, that's a lot of discipline. And, again, we're taught in the academy, and this is kind of like out of the old West. Do not draw your gun unless you're going to use it. And the worst thing in the world is to draw it and you don't use it. You've lost the corner if you do that, you know. You shouldn't pull that gun unless you have just cause to use it. And if you pull it as some kind of means or threat and you get called and you have to put it back in your holster, yeah, you're no good on that corner anymore, right?
No credibility any longer is what I've just heard.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.